fight the racist far-right trade unions should name the day for a national demonstration. John Reid, RMT member and North London Socialist Party. On the 14th of July, after participating in a counter-demonstration against a Welcome Trump march, organized by the far-right group known as the Democratic Football Lads Alliance, FLAP, a number of members of Transport Workers Union RMT were subjected to an unprovoked and extremely violent attack. Those injured included Steve Headley, RMT Assistant General Secretary. Earlier in the day, racist thugs also held up a bus to intimidate a Muslim woman bus driver. These events have exposed the racist thugs closely surrounding Tommy Robinson, the former leader of the far-right English Defence League, EDL. Some angry, alienated and disillusioned people have supported the demos called by the FLAP, hit by austerity and decades of cuts and privatizations, betrayed by all the mainstream parties. But there can be no doubting that the core forces trying to exploit those fears and anger are far-right racists and fascists. This violent assault on trade unionists has caused outrage among RMT members as well as within the wider trade union movement. It has shown the FLAP as a racist, anti-trade union and anti-working class organization. It was no accident that these thugs picked out members of one of the most industrially and politically militant trade unions, the RMT. At its annual general meeting earlier in the summer, the RMT passed a resolution calling on the union to oppose Robinson and the FLAP. Trade union response. Since the 14th of July, the response of many trade union members has been swift. Activists in the RMT called a meeting of trade unionists and anti-racists which took place on the 11th of July. At the meeting, Steve Headley stated that the RMT would organize to confront the far-right wherever they gathered, but also emphasize the need for a working-class, trade union-based opposition to be built. Socialist Party members in the RMT also pointed to importance of linking the struggle against racism and fascism with building a mass movement against austerity, to fight for jobs, homes and services for all. On Saturday the 21st of July, a protest against a mobilization by the FLAP in Cambridge, saw a larger turnout from the trade unions than there has been at similar events that have taken place recently. In particular, it was noticeable that there had been a greater mobilization by the RMT, the Fire Brigades Union, FBU, and Unite. Around 500 joined a march against the FLAP, who only mustered a pathetic 30. Nonetheless, the threat posed by the far right remains a serious one. Reports this weekend have revealed the big money being placed behind Tommy Robinson and his campaign, including from prominent figures in the US alt-right such as Stephen Bannon, Trump's former chief strategist. It is vital that the trade union movement places itself front and center in the fight against the FLAP and other far-right forces,